Celtic Women Singers, today on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 462.
Oh,
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician, podcaster, and your host to this show. And this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com, where you can find also the show notes and times for each song if you want to find out who was featured and you're not quite sure. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. Now, today's show is highlighting the women singers in Celtic music. So we kicked off the show with Seasons. That was from their self-titled album, Lighthouse Keeper's Daughter. It features Mary-Kate Spring Lee. She plays Celtic harp, and I'm pretty sure she sang on this song. I can't find any credits that say one way or the next, but she is one of the singers of the group. Peter Winter Lee, actually, I think is another singer on some of the songs, but she, I believe, sang on that one. Next up is the Selkie Girls. Their new album is called Running with the Morrigan. On vocals, we have Ali Johnson and JC Skidmore. I'm not entirely sure who is singing on this track, but of course, they have some fantastic vocals. This is Bleecker Street.
My fate when I was very young. 'Twas on a day I came from sea, a flash girl I did meet. She kindly asked me for a dance up on Bleecker Street. We both inclined to have a drink, a public house we went. And when we reached the bar and noised the liquor she got in, we drank some ale and brandy too, till we got round and full. And every man was round the room, his dancing day began. When the dancing it was over, we strayed to bend and go. And little did I ever think she'd prove my overthrow. And little did I ever think she'd prove my overthrow. When I came to my senses, nothing could I spy. Words to me did say, oh well, me lad, you lost your cap since last you went away. When the dancing it was over, we strayed to bend and go. And little did I ever think she'd prove my overthrow. And little did I ever think she'd prove my overthrow. When the dancing it was over, we strayed to bend and go. And little did I ever think she'd prove my overthrow.
In a village 15 miles from home, there's a merry ball tonight. Although the air is freezing cold, our hearts are warm and light. Long and anxiously she watched to a well-known voice she hears. And driving up to the cottage door, young Charles Wesley appears. Why, Charlotte, dear, mother says this blanket around you fold. It is a dreadful night, do know you'll catch your death of cold. Oh no, young Charlotte says, and she laughed like a gypsy queen. To arrive in blankets muffled up, I never would be seen. And the wind blows cool, and the wind blows free. Bring my love back to me. There's music in the sound of bells as o'er the hills we go. What a crackling noise the runners make as they bite the frozen snow. Faces muffled silently for 5 long miles they roam, until at length with a frozen word young Charles the silence broke. Such a night as this I never knew, my reins I scarce can hold. Young Charlotte says with the feeble voice I feel exceeding cold. They rode over and the wind blows cold, and the wind blows free. Bring my love back to me. Driving up, young Charles jumps out and gives his hand to her. Why sit you there like a monument that has no power to stir? He called her once, he called her twice, but she uttered not a word. He called her for her hand again, but still she never stirred. He tore the mantle from her brow and the cold stars on her shone. And quickly and the wind blows through.
Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen be magochus sound. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Fadam bi me heen be magochus sound. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen be magochus sound. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Shul a clatichen so kosher kerry yenna yich. Fadam bi me heen be magochus sound. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen is on a bismagochus. Fadam bi me heen be magochus sound. Chudin ir a fi, bit a fi, bit a fi, chudin ir a fi, bit a mahal do do las, chudin ir a fi, bit a fi, bit a fi, chudin ir a fi, bit a mahal do do las, chudin ir a nile, a nile, a nile, chudin ir a nile, zerish down drumbi, chudin ir a nile, a nile, a nile, chudin ir a nile, zerish down drumbi, chudin ir a fi, bit a fi, bit a fi, chudin ir a fi, bit a mahal do do las, chudin ir a fi, bit a fi, bit a fi, chudin ir a fi, bit a mahal do do las, chudin ir a nile, a nile, a nile, chudin ir a nile, zerish down drumbi, chudin ir a nile, a nile.
My Irish love. the banks of the Moorlock shore.
After the Selke Girls came Lisa Schneckenberger from her album Song. That was a track called Young Charlotte. She also plays fiddle and has an album of instrumental music too. Jessica Victoria was after that with a Scottish mouth music medley from her album Songs of the Summer Realm. And finally, Moorlock Shore by Celtic Woman from Ancient Land Deluxe. And the latest lineup of Celtic Woman has Myra Carlin, Tara McNeil, Megan Walsh, and Chloe Agnew. Of course, they've had a long lineup over the years. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Brad Thompson emailed photos. Good evening, Mark. My wife and I listen to your podcast all the time, whether it's driving to visit family or just to chill in the living room. I've taken up home brewing, specifically mead, and naturally listen while working on it. Unfortunately, shipping alcohol is a nightmare. But if you can get to North Texas, I promise to leave you a bottle on our porch. Because distancing. Thanks for all your work. Thank you so much, Brad. I would love that. And if I ever make it back in that direction, one day I will, but not just yet. W. Ed Harris emailed, "Hi, Mark. I just signed up to become a podcast patron. I think it's wonderful what you are doing, and I'm going to make every effort to be more engaged and supportive. I am a Celtic multi-instrumentalist and do everything myself throughout the recording release process. I will be releasing my 8th album within the next few weeks, and I have 100 plus YouTube videos out. I believe you have featured me in the past and that we follow on Facebook as well. I also had a tune aired on Celtic Roots podcast very recently and wanted to take an opportunity in sending you the video link on the tune as well. Thanks again for all that you do. I look forward in getting more immersed in this wonderful culture, my heritage as well. Sláinte, my friend." Thank you, Ed. Of course, I found Ed. I think I originally followed him, and it was up on Instagram that I started seeing all his short little videos that he was doing. And I just thought, wow, he's doing something special, which I had not seen many Celtic musicians doing. So thank you for sharing your music and keeping it coming. He's been creating a lot of new music, so check it out. Charlie Hunt emailed a photo. "Hi, Mark. I absolutely love the show and I'm so proud to be a Patreon. Every week, your show brings me and my very good dog, Rhody, so much joy and contentment. Just look how relaxed he is. Your show is one of the best parts of our week, and I'm so thankful that we have someone carrying on these positive, welcoming, and inclusive Celtic traditions. P.S. As much Runa as possible, please. Best, Charlie and Rhody." Thank you so much, Charlie and Rhody. You know, it's been a while since I played Runa. I need to get them back on the show soon, so I'll see about adding them, because they have such great music. Another one of my favorite bands. So, yes, you betcha, and thank you again for listening. Eric emailed some videos from his home. "Hi, Mark. From time to time, I listen to your podcast, which I think is really awesome, bringing the finest Irish and Celtic music to us and the world. A few episodes ago, you asked about a possible location to go. For quite some time, I thought the region I live in would be a place you would like, but I always threw this thought away. Not this time. It is a very historical and interesting place, but not as famous as Ireland or Scotland, although the country looks a little similar and the music is also not far off. We even have our own Plattdeutsch, which is recognized as its own language. I'm sure now you are excited. I live in the northern part of Germany, 4 kilometers from the Danish border, where I travel each day to work. In the past, this region often changed between Germany and Denmark. Originally, it is the home of the Vikings, from its trading center, Hathabu, Hedeby in English, located at the end of the Schlieu, which is a fjord. Hathabu is still a location, but nowadays it is a museum, including a historical village, and belongs to the city of Schleswig. Here, you can make yourself a picture of my home region. There are some clubs in this region that keep the old way of living alive, like in the village of Hathabu and Vassalbu, where each year the Battle of Vassalbu is shown. Oh, wow. There are some bands that play music in our dialect, but they are hard to find on YouTube. The local radio station may help to find them 3 times a week. In the evening, this radio station broadcasts in our local dialect, including such bands. Hope you find my notes interesting. If you have questions, let me know, Sláinte, and have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Eric. I really appreciate the video and the background of your area, because I am, you know, a traveler. I love to travel. There are so many wonderful places to see, and that sounds like one that would be a lot of fun if I could make something like that happen. I'm not sure if I necessarily could, but, you know, I'm trying to book Venice, Italy, and I definitely came up shy with the number of people who were willing to join the trip. So it looks like probably most of my trips in the future will be more directly Celtic related. But that doesn't mean that I won't come visit, because that sounds awesome. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up, we have Cunis. This is a Celtic band out of Austria, and this track features Agnes Milewski singing and playing guitar.
It's hour of doubt near just the city, in the dark and late at night. Should I see by the fair young maiden washing her clothes by the fair one night? Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, dear, dear girl. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear old day. First she washed them, then she squeezed them, then she hung them out to dry. Then she folded up her arms, saying, what a nice young man am I. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, old, dear, dear girl. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear old day. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, 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 a dear. Madam, I will tie your garter, and I will tie it off your knee. And if you like, I'll tie your father. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, a dear, a dear, a darling, a dear, a dear, a dear, a dear, a darling, a dear, a have you ever heard of cups and saucers rattling in an old tin can? Have you ever heard of a fair young maiden married to an ugly grey old man? Madam, I'm a darling, a dear old, dear old girl. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear old day. Madam, you have gold and silver. Madam, you have tracts of land. Madam, you have ships and the ocean. All you need is a fine young man. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, a dear, a girl. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, a day. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, a dear, a girl. Madam, I'm a darling, a dear, a day.
Oh, by along the salt sea strand. The colors blend and roll as one, together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine, descend the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood. And love is Lord of all. The oak and weed together rise along the common ground. The marin stallion, light and dark, have thunder in their sound. The rainbow sign, the blended flower, still has my heart enthralled. The quiet joys of brotherhood. And love is Lord of all. But man has come to plow the tides. The oak lies on the ground. I hear the fires in the fields. They drive the stallion down. The roses bleed both light and dark. The winds do seldom call. The running sands recall the time when love was Lord of all. As gentle tides go rolling by along the salt sea strand, the colors blend and roll as one, together in the sand. And often do the winds entwine, to send the distant call, the quiet joys of brotherhood. And love is Lord of all. After
Kunis came Claire Roche with The Planter's Daughter from her album The Lilt of the Banshee. Then came The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood by Seastar from their album Sinners and Angels. And that features Faye Weidenhoft on vocals. And Faye, of course, was a band that I fell in love with on mp3.com a century ago. And I'm happy to see that she's still singing and playing music. Celtic Podcast News. Today I just wanted to share with you my thanks to all of the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month on Patreon. Super special thanks to our Celtic legends, Sean Cowley, Annie Lokowski, Hank Woodward, Kevin Long, Robert Michael Caine, Scott Benson, Miranda Nelson Designs, Carol Baril, Nancy Barnett, Marianne Ludwig, Linda McNeil, Tiffany Knight, Patricia Connor, and our newest Celtic legend, Samir Malik. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Next up, we have Tammy Curtis from her album, Caird Cavort. This is Frisky Whiskey.
It happened when I did my clothes. The bottles all sparkled so fine. But the spirits were found to be lacking. I thought I'd lost my mind. Irish, Scotch, rye, and bourbon. Canadian and Tennessee red. But the letter that went missing, I noticed and nearly dropped dead. Blip, blop, drip, drop, I love my Helles whiskey. But never's to be seen, my dewdrops never risky. Drop the bean whiskey, a simple vow so true. For a drip of the lively water might get the drop on you. The bar was well endowed with decanters short and tall. A deluge of delights all night until last call. A world of whiskey waited, a liquid shopping spree. To pick that perfect potion without the letter E. Lip, lop, drip, drop, I love my Helles whiskey. Never's to be seen, my dewdrops never risky. Drop the bean whiskey, a simple vow so true. For a drip of the lively water might get the drop on you. I rose from my seat and then paused. For a handsome lad did arrive. He took the stool next to mine. My departure was contrived. He called out, please, bartender, sir. A whiskey, would you please? A glen, a loch, or a grouse. Oh, I dram my tongue to tease. Blip, blop, drip, drop, I love my Helles whiskey. Never's to be seen, my dewdrops never risky. Drop in whiskey, a simple vow so true. For a drip of the lively water might get the drop on you. I sank back into my seat. I turned and I did declare. The liquid libation you're having is of origin very fair. To me he turned, responded, no glass deserves any less. And you, fair lassie, have taste. It seems you swig only the best. Blip, lop, drip, drop, I love my Helles whiskey. But never's to be seen, my dewdrops never risky. Drop the D in whiskey, a simple vow so true. For a drip of the lively water might get the drop on you. For such a tall drink of water, your appetite runs short size. I prize a single malt, oh, smoky and sublime. Neat or on the rocks, you may quench my thirst any time. Thank you.
piece of a blue sky. Then taunted and lowered and promised the world, won't you take me back to Pittsburgh in a broken down Ford? Now I'm out on this ledge, checking out the view. Pretty close to the edge, but I'm thinking it through. Just another conversation I'll be having with myself. I won't remember in the morning, but I'll pretend that I did. I don't know where I am, but I've been here before. Something about this place keeps me coming back for more. One day I'm on the mountain, next day I'm on the floor. I got the keys to the castle, but I can't find the door. I've forgotten many things in this journey called life, but I'll never forget how to make my wrongs right. It's an ongoing process without a plan. I learn what I have to and forget what I can. If there's glory in lessons, then I'll know what I've learned will keep me from taking another wrong turn. Just another day in paradise with a map I can't read, but I'm used to taking every detour I see. I don't know where I am, but I've been here before. Something about this place keeps me coming back. One day I'm on the mountain, next day I'm on the floor. I got the keys to the castle, but I can't find the door.
Unto me, a fish and out of fern in the fields and the forest, a weary mother, let me be, weary mother, let me be. Killed them all.
It's the blood of the boy that I killed yesterday. I killed him most manfully. I killed him most manfully. And the boy, son, tell it on to me. Was nothing but the cotton down of the rod that would never come to be a tree. Would never come to be a tree. But son, what will you do when your daddy finds out? Son, tell it on to me. I'd board my foot and board a ship and sail away. Sail to a foreign country. Sail to a foreign country. Son, tell it on to me. She can put her foot on board a ship and follow after me. Ah, she can follow after me. What will you do with your two fine babes? So tell it on to me. I'll give one to me father and the other to me mother to keep them. And your lands, oh son, tell it unto me. I lay them here to the birds and the air. There's no more welcome for me. There's no more welcome for me. For me, there's no more welcome for me. There's no more welcome for me.
After Tammy Curtis came Alton from their album The Gap of Dreams. That was Nina Vidwe Galig. That, of course, features the beautiful vocals of Moira Marinewini. I hope I pronounced that correctly. After Alton was Kells Water Bridge from their album The Proof Is in the Pudding. That was Keys to the Castle. And then finally, Jiggy with Who Put the Blood from their brand new album Hypernova. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow them on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember, also, you can subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, I will send you a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. I also want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. So what you do is you listen to the show, Just list the show number and the name of as many bands as you like in the episode. I list all the bands at the top of each episode of the podcast. So your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2020. So please go cast your vote today. We're going to finish up the show with Marie Nick Olive. This is I Courted a Soldier from her album Foxglove and Fuchsia. Thank you again for listening to this episode and just talking and communicating with me, dropping me a line. I really appreciate it. I look forward to sharing more with you next week. We're doing a Pride Month episode next week with special guest Chris Clements of Occam's Razor. So I will be back next week. Sláinte.
I courted a soldier who loved another. Neither father nor mother, sister nor brother. For love it is long. Content in itself, though it like to wander. A soldier went walking through lands barren and followed the road of the sparrow and wren. In trees I searched for him, through leaves hidden. For my love, he chased the hair from its stem.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.